Fritz Haber, 1868 to 1934. The German chemist Fritz Haber is best known for developing the Haber process in 1905. This process uses high temperature and pressure to make ammonia from nitrogen and hydrogen. Carl Bosch, a German chemist and engineer, later took Haber's tabletop demonstration and developed it into an industrial process, so it's often called the Haber-Bosch process. The ammonia produced from the Haber process is converted into nitric acid and other nitrogen-containing compounds. It is the main source of nitrogen found in synthetic chemicals like fertilizers, nylon, and in explosives. In fact, virtually all explosives contain nitrogen, such as trinitrotoluene and nitroglycerin. The Haber process was developed at a critical time for Germany, just before the First World War broke out in 1914. Before the Haber process, the nitric acid that was needed to make explosives came from nitrate salts that were imported from Chile in South America. Some of these salts are found in geological deposits, but another source is guano, which is seabird droppings found on the coast and on the islands. During the First World War, the British Royal Navy ruled the waves and could easily block the import of nitrates to Germany. And without the nitrates, Germany would not have been able to make explosives. The Haber process changed all of that, because the raw materials, nitrogen and hydrogen, were available everywhere. Haber had another effect on the First World War. As a patriotic German, he used his chemical skills to help the war effort by organising the use of poison gas. The Germans were the first to use chlorine as a poison gas at the Battle of Ypres in France in 1915. It was released from cylinders and the wind carried the gas towards the Allied trenches. The Allies were not prepared for the use of poison gas and had no gas masks or other precautions in place. Troops were initially advised to breathe through urine-soaked handkerchiefs, which would, presumably, neutralise some of the chlorine. Some veterans recall never fully emptying their bladders when in the front line, just in case. Later, they used cloth soaked in sodium thiosulfate solution. Another suggestion was to use charcoal from burnt coconut shells as an adsorbent, although it's not clear how many of these shells are likely to be found at the front. Later, they made gas masks with activated charcoal as a filter for the poison gas. Haber's first wife, Clara, was also a chemist. In fact, she was the first woman to gain a PhD in chemistry from the University of Breslau. At the time, it was not considered proper for married women to carry out scientific research, but she assisted her husband in his work, although without credit. Sadly, in 1915, she committed suicide, apparently distressed by Haber's enthusiasm for poison gas. After the war, the victorious Allies required the German state to pay damages. Haber worked on a method to extract gold from compounds found in seawater to help pay the reparations, but was unsuccessful. There is actually a great deal of gold in the world's oceans. One calculation gives a mass of 8 billion tons, but it is so dilute that, as Haber found out, it is not practical or economic to extract it. Haber was awarded the 1918 Nobel Prize for Chemistry for the synthesis of ammonia from its elements. Since Nobel Prizes are awarded by the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, and Sweden was neutral in the First World War, the fact that Haber was a German was not a problem. In a cruel twist, for someone who had worked so hard for Germany, Haber had to flee his country in 1933 as the Nazis came to power because of his Jewish ancestry.